Baltimore County Executive Johnny Oshevsky put seed money for a new Lansdowne High School in his proposed $3.4 billion budget. WYPR's John Lee reports that that has supporters of new high schools for Delaney and Towson wondering why they were left high and dry.
Oshevsky has seen it for himself. He recently toured Lansdowne High. In his budget message to the county council on Monday, Oshevsky said Lansdowne is a building that is literally crumbling.
The building is so ill-equipped that it can't accommodate students in a wheelchair. In fact, students who use wheelchairs are being forced to attend another high school.
Oshevsky's budget includes $15 million for planning and designing a Lansdowne replacement, but there is none of that for Delaney and Towson, two other old high schools that Oshevsky promised to replace while running for county executive last year. That did not go unnoticed by Republican Wade Catch. Delaney is in his district.
Now, I'm very disappointed in that.
Ditto for Republican Councilman David Marks. Towson High is in his district.
My constituents are profoundly upset that the school construction projects have been delayed. And it's very tough to ask them to shoulder an income tax increase when you don't see those schools moving forward.
Oshevsky's proposed budget includes an income tax hike, as well as a new tax on cell phone lines, impact fees on developers, and an increase in the hotel tax. So, why does Marks think Lansdowne is getting the seed money and not Towson?
You'll have to ask the county executive.
Okie doke.
We want to do what we can for all of our schools, and we have to start somewhere.
Lansdowne scored lower than both Towson and Delaney in a countywide physical assessment of school buildings. Oshevsky had hoped to get additional school construction money out of the General Assembly. That didn't happen, and he says that is delaying school construction. Oshevsky is a Democrat. Lansdowne is represented by a Democratic councilman, Tom Quirk, while Towson and Delaney are represented by Republicans, Marks and Catch. But Oshevsky says politics did not enter into his decision to pick Lansdowne.
This is a bipartisan budget. I hope to have bipartisan support. We will address the needs of all of our schools.
Oshevsky says he's committed to finding seed money for two new high schools in 2022. Oshevsky's proposed budget also includes a pay raise for teachers. There's money for 70 additional classroom teachers, as well as more counselors, social workers, and psychologists. Oshevsky is raising taxes and fees to close an $81 million deficit and at the same time have money to spend on new initiatives, particularly in education, which makes up about half of the county's budget. Abby Baton, the president of TABCO, the Teachers Association of Baltimore County, says Oshevsky did the right thing by raising taxes so he could spend more money on schools.
He really tried to make sure that we were moving forward, but he also understood the constraints he has.
Oshevsky also is proposing to roll back part of STAT. This is the controversial program that provides laptops for students. He wants children in kindergarten through second grade to have to share fewer devices. Oshevsky says this would save $1 million, and he told the county council it makes sense in the classroom as well.
And there is considerable evidence that raises concerns about the links between screen time and child development.
Oshevsky's budget is now in the hands of the county council. It can cut his budget, but cannot add money to it. The council is to hold a public hearing on the budget April 30th. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.